Hey there, guys. It's Judy. It's been a long time, hasn't it? I apologize. I just have been, I don't know if there's such a word, but I've been poopitated. I've just been so exhausted that even the thought of picking up the phone just seemed like too much. And honestly, I'm healing. My arm is getting much, much better. So maybe that's what my body is just putting so much into healing that I don't have much left. But in any case, I've got a little spurt of energy this morning, and I wanted to call. And first of all, I know I did thank you guys for the flowers, but a little bit after that, a little packet of love arrived, and I got a lot of greeting cards and a book and just a lot of love. Paul and I just received that from you, and thank you so much for acknowledging our special day. I had big plans of taking pictures of us and getting us to sing a song and all of that, but that didn't happen. But hopefully that'll happen one of these days soon. I can talk him into just leaving a message for you, or maybe singing in the background or something. But anyway, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. And since I don't have much time left this morning, I thought I would sing a prayer for you. And this is the prayer that the Monday Night Ladies and I usually conclude our prayer time with. And it's also a chorus I've sung at weddings. It goes like this. I'm praying it for all of you. Father, make them one. Father, make them one. That the world may know thou hast sent thy Son. Father, make them one. And Lord, your word says, what you have joined together, let no man put asunder. Thank you, Lord, for how you are making our partners one with their spouses, and that you are going to make that manifest in the natural realm. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Father, for loving us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Talk to you next time. Love you guys. Bye-bye now.